On Fridays, we hear from our film critic Kenneth Turan, who's been watching a documentary about fringe sports. In the past, outlaw surfers, skateboarders, and dirt bikers have been the subject of nostalgic documentaries. Turan of the Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition says this new documentary is different in several ways, starting with gender.
Lipstick and Dynamite, subtitled The First Ladies of Wrestling, examines the determined professionals who flourished between the 1940s and the 1970s. Director Ruth Lightman profiles such legendary grapplers as Gladys Killam Gillam, the great Mae Young, and the fabulous Moolah.
Mae Young played football, kicked field goals for a boys' football team in high school. She's excelled in every sport in which she's participated.
All I know is I saw Johnny Mae Young. She had men's shoes on, men's pants on with a zipper up the front, a cigar hanging out of her mouth. Back in 1954, you didn't do that.
These remarkable women are certainly impressive. Brash and brassy, very much their own people, they developed big, fearless personalities in the course of making an impact on a hostile world. When one of them says, "I've bluffed my way through half of my life," she could be speaking for the group. What makes Lipstick and Dynamite different than the usual worshipful sports documentary is that the director has allowed something else into the mix, a glimpse of the unvarnished and the unsanitized. The uneasy, unnerving air of the carny hangs over this film. It gives off a pungent whiff of how rough, rowdy, and raucous, how inescapably down and dirty these women's world could be.
And Jack Hayter only is able to separate him by pulling the hair. And watch this.
Penny is peeved by her misfortune in the ring, and she turns on the referee with all her feminine fury. But when the ref loses his temper, Penny makes a quick exit.
The competitors we meet still hold bitter grudges and tell unpleasant tales about romantic and personal rivalries. We hear about unscrupulous promoters, cutthroat tactics, and crippling injuries. And we hear about a death in the ring that happened because one of the girls, as they call themselves, was unwilling to tell the promoter she felt something was wrong. These women couldn't care less about our sympathy, but that doesn't prevent Lipstick and Dynamite from having more of an air of poignance than might be expected. Director Lightman has done a fine job in scouring visual archives to get vintage footage of the girls in action and on their best behavior on TV shows like I've Got a Secret and To Tell the Truth. She's also recruited interesting alternative musicians like Nico Case, the Moonlighters, and Los Straitjackets to do a noticeably eclectic score. Lightman has also allowed the women to present themselves just the way they are, which is not always decorous. 80-something Killam Gillam, for instance, the oldest wrestler of her generation, has a vocabulary that would intimidate a gangster rapper. Their story is not a pretty one, but it has the unmistakable ring of reality.
Ken Turan is a film critic for the Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition.